Lively Stones Meditations for 8th of September, 2022. The Smoke of the Land. Reading from Genesis 19, verses 23 to 28. The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain. And he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land, which went up like the smoke of a furnace. This morning, while out with dog, as my friend the artist Alexander Hamilton, who passed away early in 2021, used to say, I began considering what it is that sets so many in this present age to turn away from God and look to old pre-Christian beliefs. I have heard some say that they don't like religion, seemingly equating these old ideas, or what is now called humanism, as not religious. Obviously, I have to generalize here, for this topic is not straightforward religion versus unbelief. And I'm sure that many will disagree with my thoughts. However, my belief is that we all believe in something, even if that something is nothing. I can say that for me, it is certainly a case of here, but for the grace of God go I. It does seem that in rejecting a notion of Christianity leaves a considerable number in a chasm of emptiness, and casting about for something to hold on to are drawn into a fantasy world loosely based on ancient beliefs, which can sound appealing in their promises. It is a form of regression to an idyllic idea of the past that never existed. Maybe. What do I know? I know what I know, and have been shown that in vision, so that I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. 2 Timothy chapter 1, 12b. Ultimately, it is not for me or any of us to judge, but only to observe and discern the times as best we may, guided by the Holy Spirit. In my considering, I heard the passage from Genesis speaking to me. Lot's nameless wife looked back behind Lot to the conflagration of all she desired and was consumed by the Lord's destruction. Abraham, on the other hand, was able to look on that same scene and saw only the smoke of the land. But then Abraham stood before the Lord. The Lord had put a veil of smoke over Abraham's eyes, his unwavering faith protecting him from that emptiness and death as suffered by Lot's wife. We should recognize that this same spiritual vacuum surrounds us today, and only the seed of Abraham will be protected in these times, just as Abraham himself was shielded by the Heavenly Father. Meditate on these things. Psalm 91, verses 1 to 9. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. And finally, a holy condition, Oswald Chambers on joy and peace. Peace, life in the Spirit. Man was turned out into destitution and was thus divided from deity. God disappeared from him, and he disappeared from God. There are three false unities possible in a man's experience: sensuality, drunkenness, and the devil, whereby man's spirit, soul, and body are brought into harmony, and he is quite peaceful, quite happy, with no sense of death about him. A drunken man has no self-consciousness. He's perfectly delivered from all the things which disintegrate and upset. Sensuality and Satan will do the same. But each of these unities is only possible for a time, from biblical philosophy.